USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden met with congressional Democrats on Friday as they tried to come to an agreement on two different bills. After the meeting, the president said the timeline of getting the bills done isn't important.
You're not the party. 50-50. I got it.
Progressive caucus leader Pramila Jayapal spoke about the meeting.
The president said we're going to get both bills done, and in order to get the bills done, we have to get this agreement on the reconciliation.
The larger infrastructure plan is what moderate Democrats are objecting to. She indicated the $3.5 trillion plan would have to be trimmed to get the deal done. Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor has denied a request by New York City teachers challenging a mandate that all public school staff must be vaccinated against COVID-19. She declined to refer the case to the full U.S. Supreme Court. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
During a bipartisan hearing on Thursday, Facebook executives were asked about the harmful effects of Instagram on children. USA's Lance Pry reports.
Democrat Senator Ed Markey from Massachusetts.
Facebook is just like big tobacco, pushing a product that they know is harmful to the health of young people, pushing it to them early, all so Facebook can make money.
Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee slams the executives for knowing the harm it is creating.
You knew this was there. You knew it was there, but you didn't do anything about it.
Heritage Foundation fellow Kara Frederick on Fox News says this could force lawmakers to alter Section 230 that provides immunity from civil liabilities to social media platforms.
Early on, lawmakers were saying giving kids an Instagram or a Facebook product is like giving them a lit cigarette and hoping that they stay addicted for life. I saw nothing that changed my mind about that in this hearing yesterday.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
The results of the Maricopa County, Arizona election audit had some amazing irregularities. Cheryl Atkinson of TV's Full Measure shares some of the things she found out.
The audit found that none of the various systems related to elections had numbers that would balance and agree with each other, and in some cases, these differences were significant. It says there appears to be many ballots cast from individuals who had moved prior to the election, not valid votes. Files were missing from the election management system server. Ballot images on the server were corrupt or missing. Remember, the evidence is supposed to be maintained. Logs appeared to be intentionally rolled over, and all the data in the database related to the 2020 general election had been fully cleared. Okay, that's a problem. That's supposed to be preserved. Why are they clearing out the evidence and rolling over the logs? On the ballot side, said the audit, batches were not always clearly delineated. Duplicated ballots were missing the required serial numbers. Originals were duplicated more than once. And the auditors were never provided chain of custody documentation for the ballots for the time period prior to the ballots' movement into the auditor's care. The auditors say this all increased the complexity and difficulty in properly auditing the results and added ambiguity into the final conclusions.
You can read more amazing results on her website at CherylAtkinson.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.